Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but leave me a message. You're listening to AMS Unfiltered.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of AMS Unfiltered with me, AMS. For today's episode, I figured we could kind of catch up a little bit. It's been over a week, I think, since I've uploaded an episode. So we'll talk about that. And I figured we could end the episode with a little Q&A with questions from you guys over on Instagram. So if you want a chance to be in a future episode, make sure you're following me on Instagram. It's at AMS Unfiltered Podcast, or you can follow my personal account, which is at Amber J. Greaves. But yeah, for today's episode, I figured I could just catch you guys up on what is going on in life and where I've been. Because I'm not going to lie to you, this week has been rough. I am somebody who most definitely deals with depression. It's something that runs in my family. It's something that will take me down inevitably every once in a while. And I'm not going to say that this week is the worst week ever. It's absolutely not the worst week of my life, will not be the worst week of my life. Depression-wise, though, this week definitely is hitting me a little bit. I'm tired physically, first of all, from just working a long weekend, and my body is like, girl, you need to rest. But typically, these middle days of the week, like Wednesday, Thursday, are days where I record content and do a lot of stuff for YouTube. So I was like, I don't want to rest, but I've been kind of just having this battle with my brain and my body where I want to be productive and I want to work, but my body wants to rest and my brain doesn't think that rest is productivity when in reality, it is very productive because you're resting your body. Your body is legitimately your vehicle for life, and you can't ride your car or your motorcycle or whatever without gas. So you gotta fuel that bitch up. We gotta fuel ourselves up, and not just with coffee. We need some good nutrients in this body. We need some rest. But with that being said, I do have a coffee next to me because it's just one of those days. You know, I woke up today and I was like, I am going to record a podcast today. I have to. So I got myself up. I made my bed, which is huge. If you're someone like me where you are experiencing depression or anything similar, I know there just are so many different things it could be. But if you're just not able to get up and not able to do the littlest thing, like go to the bathroom, which can be a huge thing, just get up and make your bed. It's easy. It's kind of like a mindless task. You don't really need to think about it. Just make your freaking bed. And I promise you, you're going to feel a lot better. And if you don't, then there's another step you can take, you know, like open up the blinds or drink some water, like just do something really small to get yourself up and to get your brain distracted from whatever it's thinking about. I don't know, like just getting up and making my bed makes my brain kind of like snap out of that depressed mode for a second because I'm like forced to think about something. I don't know. I'm no psychologist. I'm no doctor. So I'm not here trying to like misinform you. But based on just things that help me, getting up and making the bed and just doing something helps me immensely. So just, you know, do that. Do something. I made my bed. I came downstairs, made some tea. That made me feel a little bit better because my stomach was just a little upset. I don't know if it was anxiety or I had a lot of Chick-fil-A last night before bed. So honestly, that might have been it. I don't know. But then I made myself coffee. I got all my stuff together to come down here and record the podcast. And now here we are. And I feel honestly a lot better. We're, you know, like 4 minutes in to this podcast and I already feel a lot better. And I won't lie, this is like my third time trying to record it because first I was having issues with my mic and then I just was not feeling it. But before we dive into the Q&A, I did want to talk a little bit about my weekend. As I said, I'm catching you guys up. So my weekend was super busy with work, but also before that, like let's talk Friday night. Friday night, I took myself to a movie. I went on a little self-care date. Go check out my YouTube channel if you want to see the visual. Shameless self-plug. I have a vlog up of me going to the movies by myself, going on a little self-care date. And it was so much fun. I went to go see Don't Look Up, which is the new movie that my girl Ariana Grande is making a cameo in. So you know I had to see it. I've known about this movie for a while because they actually filmed a good bit of it in Massachusetts. I don't know how much exactly, but there was a few scenes where I was like, oh my God, I can't even believe they're like in my state. But it was so good. I've been looking forward to it so much just from, you know, knowing a little bit about it this whole time. It was starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Ariana Grande, Kid Cudi. I mean, there were just so many different actors that popped up in that movie. so many talented names that I was like, oh my God, wait, that person's in this movie too. That's so funny. Basically, it is about a couple of scientists, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. And Jennifer Lawrence's character discovers a comet and they contact NASA. NASA, you know, says that they'll go with them to contact the government and alert the government because basically this comet is going to hit Earth in 6 months. So they travel to Washington, D.C. to meet with the president of the United States, which is Meryl Streep in this movie. It's just, it kind of goes from there. Basically, the government does not take these two scientists seriously. They do not take the comet seriously. They're like, what do you expect me to do? Like tell the whole country and, or tell the whole world rather, and have them up in arms. And what are we going to do? Stress out the people? Like we can't have them freaking out. So they don't take it seriously. So they take matters into their own hands and go around the world trying to spread the word of this comet. They go on national TV, they go to celebrities to help them out. Like there's just so many things that happen in this movie, and that's where you'll see like the little cameos. For instance, Ariana Grande's character, she plays kind of like a ditzy mega pop star, and it kind of, her character is kind of like Kat Valentine, her character from Victorious, which was obviously one of her first roles, one of her most like groundbreaking, I guess you could say. Like it kind of launched her into her career, so it was kind of nice. I feel like that character was paying homage to Kat Valentine. Her name in this movie was Riley Bina. I love how she's like the only character I can remember her actual name. Like Ariana Grande's in the movie for 2 seconds and I'm like, it's her movie. Like girl, chill. But it was so good. I went for a little drive because it's only in select theaters, and I noticed it was in the theater that is in Gillette Stadium. Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots play, they have shops, they have like, you know, all kinds of things, and they have a movie theater, and it's an IMAX movie theater. It's so nice. And I was like, you know what? Let me take myself on a little self-care date. I don't think I've ever been to the movies alone, especially to see a movie like this where it was so funny and it had my girl in it, Ariana Grande. It just made me so happy. It was something really nice to kind of start my weekend off. Then I'm pretty sure the next day I worked a double, and then the next day I closed at work. So it was a lot. Like my body was so tired come Monday, and I've just been dead ever since. Like my body has just been so dead. I decided to come on here on my podcast and kind of just talk to you guys and be a little bit honest about how I've been struggling this week. And like I said, this isn't the worst week ever. It's not the worst week of my life, and it definitely will not be the worst week of my life. It's just a little setback. I'm just a little overworked, I guess you could say. And I think that's very easy to happen to us. So just remember to rest and take care of yourself. But yeah, let's dive into some of these questions from Instagram, because I don't have the brain capacity to lead the conversation today. Like I just don't have a direction for this podcast to go. So we're gonna let you guys tell us what's up. What are you most looking forward to this holiday season? I would say I am honestly most looking forward to Christmas Day. Like, I love Christmas, you guys know. But this year, I don't know why I'm just not in the holiday spirit. Like, I am, but I'm not. I'm in the holiday spirit, but then when it comes time to, like, go Christmas shopping or buy presents and, like, plan, anything that requires planning and, like, work right now when it comes to Christmas just has not been doing it for me. I don't know what it is. It sucks. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of honestly ready for Christmas to be over. It's just been stressing me out more than it normally does, and it makes me so sad. So I'm kind of just looking forward to Christmas Day, spending time with my family. It's already almost here. Like Christmas is literally 9 days away from today. I have no words. I am baffled at how fast Christmas came and went. I feel like Christmas knocked on my front door, punched me in the face and left. Like, that is how I feel. I feel baffled right now. So Christmas, you really got me this year. Christmas 1, Amber 0. I am knocked out. However, I did just pack up Timmy's present. It's ready to go. I have like a little bit of everything for my family. I don't know. I'm not well. Send help, guys. I need some elves over here, like right away, to help me out. Santa, please help me. But yeah, that's what I'm most looking forward to. I can't wait to have a nice Christmas dinner. It's going to be so good. I love Christmas Day because we make a whole turkey dinner. We have dinner with my grandparents, and it's just like Thanksgiving. Christmas is like Thanksgiving part two. And we also watch A Christmas Story all day, and it's just the most relaxing day. Like Christmas Day is so relaxing to me. So that is why I can't wait for it to come. Do you have some tips to stay positive? Ooh. Positivity to me, and like having a positive mindset, has been something that I've had to practice. It's something that did not come easy. It's something that comes and goes. Like occasionally I will have negative thoughts, whether it's intrusive negative thoughts that just like appear in my mind and will not go away, or whether it's my own like provoked negative thoughts. Like sometimes it happens, but having a positive mindset or being positive is definitely something that takes practice and repetition and you telling yourself that you have to be positive. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but I remind myself, I'm like, am I really going to get mad over this? Like for instance, the expression, you can't cry over spilt milk. That's something that I think about a lot. You spill the milk and yeah, it could be like the final straw for you where like you had a terrible day and you just dropped the milk and now you're about to like end it all. You know, like that happens. Or like when your belt loop gets stuck on the doorknob when you're already pissed off. Things like that, I'm just like, what is the point of getting upset over it? Like the milk spilt, let me get some paper towels and clean it up. That is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. Like I just had to remind myself to not flip out and to not let it get to me. And I feel like that's kind of how I look at being positive, if that makes sense. You got to kind of look at the situation. And if someone's causing you to feel a little bit negative, or if you're just feeling negative in general, that's when I just say to myself, this cannot bring me down. Like I can't let this bring me down. And I just kind of try to like fight it off with positivity. I don't know. It's a choice. I feel like being positive is definitely a choice. And it's definitely something you have to practice. And it's hard. Repetition, practice, it will make it so much easier. Because now I feel like it's really, really hard for someone to kind of like get me unhappy or get me negative. It takes a lot because I've been practicing for so long. This isn't a question, but I love you and I'm happy I found your channel. You give me motivation to keep going. Love you. Oh my God, I love you so much. That's perfect for today's episode and how I just feel all over the place. But we can't give up. We got to keep going because the thing is, these bad days, they're just bad days. That's the thing. Like it's just a bad day that comes every once in a while. Yeah, maybe there's a few strung together. But like, again, it's kind of that mindset thing where it could feel like a terrible day, but just find that one good thing that can make it a good day. Or like take a little quick cat nap if you're like me and you feel like sometimes naps help reset things. Like if I'm just having a terrible day, I'm like, let me go lay down for a few minutes and I'll feel a little bit better. And then you still have the whole day or night to go out and turn the day around and make it better. And that's kind of what I'm going to try to do today. Like I started off the day not feeling the best. These past few days have not been the best, but I'm about to make it my bitch. I'm about to be like, listen, we're going to make this day good. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but after I'm done with this podcast, I am going to make today my bitch. We're going to be in a much better mindset. Are you going to have a meet and greet one day? Honestly, I think about that all the time. I would love to have a meet and greet and meet a lot of my subscribers, especially local, like in Massachusetts. That would be so cool. Meeting my local subscribers would be the coolest thing ever. We'll see. All in good time. Because I would need it to be safe and, you know, all that stuff. So we'll see. Any plans to find your own place soon? It's so funny you ask because that's another thing that's been so heavy on my brain lately. I love my family. I'm so close with my family. But if you've been watching my videos for a while, you might know I did move out on my own for a few years. And it was with a boyfriend at the time. That obviously didn't work out, so I moved back home. But it was just so nice being out on my own and having my own space. And I feel like my relationship with my parents was better because, you know, you shouldn't really be spending 24/7 with anybody, even a partner. Like, you need space. So just when you're spending 24/7 with your family, it's obviously not as special. It's not as fun, in my opinion. I don't know, like it is fun, but like you need space. You need your own space. I don't care if you are like the most social butterfly and loves to be with people 24/7. We all need space. It's just healthy. So yes, I definitely have thought about finding my own place. I'm just not in the best place to move out. Do you plan on changing the direction of your channel at some point? Ooh, good question. My YouTube channel currently is kind of, I guess if you were to ask, I would say I just make videos about my life. I love Ariana Grande. I love traveling. I love makeup. Like anything that pertains to my life, I will film it and capture it and make a YouTube video about it. But I do think right now I am changing the direction of my channel. I think with the podcast and with just my content lately on my YouTube channel, I have been really trying to make it a little bit more me, a little bit more unfiltered and more adult, I guess you could say. Just because the content I was making, I wasn't loving. I don't mean all my content. I just mean probably the last year. Like ever since the pandemic hit, I wasn't as passionate or happy about any of my projects that I've been doing. That's kind of why I started the podcast, because I was like, you know what? YouTube's not fully fulfilling me creatively. TikTok is still new and it's still really easy to kind of of reach people on there. So I do love posting on there. But I don't know, the internet is just a weird place these days as far as content goes. Who was your first concert? I can't remember who my first concert was. I think it was Justin Bieber, but I'm not sure. But we didn't really go to concerts that much when I was growing up. I didn't go to my first concert until I was a teenager. And like I said, I think it was Justin Bieber. And I begged my mom to let me go because I used to be a huge Belieber, Justin Bieber fan. Like, I was obsessed with him. I had floor-to-ceiling posters of him. Like, I had him everywhere. I had cardboard cutouts. I was obsessed. He was definitely my fave for a while. Christmas or Halloween? I'm going to say Christmas, even though this year Halloween was much more fun to me than Christmas, but this year is just weird. Favorite Disney character? Of course, Belle. Or if we're talking like classic Disney characters, I would probably say Minnie. How old were you when you had your first boyfriend slash kiss? Well, when I was really little, like at daycare, I remember me and this kid went behind the treehouse and like pecked on the lips, like just a little, like, you know, little kiss. It wasn't like a real kiss, but my first real kiss slash boyfriend was in like eighth grade. Any plans on coming to New York in December? Girl, I wish. I really want to come back to New York, but as I mentioned, I have a kind of a lot going on here, so it's going to be tough to get to New York again soon, but I definitely plan on coming back. I love it there. What would you name your kids if you had one? I always thought for a boy, naming him Julian, because the little boy in Big Daddy starring Adam Sandler and I think it's Cole Sprouse. His name is Julian in that movie. I just always, for some reason, loved that name. So probably Julian. And then for a girl, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that in a while. Something you're going to miss from 2021 and something you're excited for in 2022. I am going to miss the traveling from 2021 because I did do a little bit of traveling. I went to New York. I went to Miami. I will definitely miss Miami. The Miami trip that I took in May, or was it May? Maybe it was April. I think it was April. But the Miami trip that I took in the spring was so fun. It was with my best friend Timmy and my best friend Lulu. In fact, it was Lulu and I's first time meeting in person. We've been friends for like 4+ years, and that was our first time meeting in person. It was so much fun. We went buck wild. Go check out the vlog on my channel if you want. It was wild, but it was so much fun. I definitely needed it because 2020 was such a rough year that we were like, we need to freaking get out and go travel and get some sun, because it was obviously a cold winter too up here. So it was just nice in the spring to go to get some Florida sunshine, some Miami sunshine. Something I am most excited for in 2022 is to work on myself. And I say this because I have just had so much on my mind lately that I want to change in my life and that I want to change about myself. Just like little things, like little habits that I want to break or new habits I want to start. For instance, I've been going to the gym, so I'm really excited to have a little bit more time to go to the gym, like maybe hopefully more than once a week, like I'm doing now. I hope to be able to go a few times a week and really get on a schedule. Just right now, between Christmas, working, and obviously making content, it's just been so tough to find any more time to do that. So I am looking forward to like new routines in the new year and just kind of working on myself, being a little bit more selfish. I don't know, cutting people out that don't bring me any energy but suck all the energy out of me. That just is not okay anymore. And I've already cut out a couple of people from my life that kind of did that to me, and it feels really good. I have a good, solid group of people around me, and it may not be many, but I don't care. Quality over quantity any day for me. What are some of your New Year goals? That goes kind of hand in hand with my previous response, but some of my goals are, like I said, to go to the gym a little bit more. I want to start writing stuff down more as far as like in my planner, because usually I'm really good about writing in my planner, but I need to start making more to-do lists and every single day making a list of what I want to accomplish. Because if you know me in real life, I literally cannot remember anything. I need to write it down. Like if I go into a store and I don't have a list, I will not get what I need. Yesterday, me and Maddie went to Target and I needed deodorant. That was the only thing I needed. I left with everything in the store except for deodorant. So another thing I really want to work on more is spending more time with my family, not just my household, but like my grandparents. I really, really want to spend more time with my family members and spend more time talking with them. I want to make more phone calls. I am not somebody who ever talks on the phone. I occasionally talk to Timmy or Lulu on the phone and, you know, whoever else calls me. I just generally don't talk on the phone that much, and I really just want to make it more of a thing to pick up the phone and call my friends. Friends that I haven't talked to in a while, family that I haven't talked to in a while. I just want to pick up the phone and have a conversation because it's something that for some reason I don't do anymore. It's just kind of, I think, become normalized to text or to message, and I just don't roll that way. So I really want to start calling people more. And I also, kind of going hand in hand with the writing stuff down, I want to start making mood boards and like little goals that I have, like for instance, moving out. I want to pin that up on the mood board. And on days like this where I'm feeling down and unmotivated, I can just look at that mood board and be like, girl, this is why you're doing it. Like, come on. I definitely think those are some of my goals for the new year. How do you feel about your podcast journey so far? What pushed you to do it? Good question. I'm loving the podcast journey so far. We actually are over 1,000 downloads, which is so crazy. Thank you so much to everyone who downloaded or is downloading it. It means so much to me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for streaming. It just has been amazing. I'm so happy that I can connect with people on a new level or on a new platform. Because podcasting to me is a little bit more intimate than YouTube videos, which you wouldn't think is the case because on YouTube, you're showing people everything pretty much. Like you're showing people so much. But on here, it's just me sitting down having a conversation and people listening. So in a way, it's a little bit more intimate. I don't know. I've been really liking it and having a good time. The reason why I did it, what kind of pushed me to do it, is I felt like I wasn't really getting what I needed out of YouTube. Like I love being creative. I love creating anything. It could be a video. It could be an audio. It could be literally anything. Just creating gives me so much happiness and so much fulfillment. And I just felt like YouTube lately just was not it. Like YouTube's algorithm is not the best. Their copyright policy is absurd. It's really hard to reach people unless you're already huge on YouTube. So I don't know. I'm kind of in like this little in-between period where I just haven't really found my big break yet on YouTube. So that's why I kind of was like, let me just focus a little bit more on my podcast. Let me focus a little bit more on my TikTok short content because people just have no attention span these days. It's just how we have been shaped with social media and just the quick media, the fast media right at our fingertips. People just don't have the attention span as much for YouTube and that long content. So I kind of just wanted to focus a little bit more on new avenues, which for me was the podcast. We're going to have probably a handful of more episodes in season one. And then season two, I'm going to be having guests galore. We are going to have so many different guests. You're going to meet so many new people. There will still be solo episodes. Don't worry if you're someone who prefers my solo episodes. We will definitely have plenty of those, but I do want to start having guests and have conversations with people, all different kinds of people, and really just get different thoughts and different topics on here. I just thought it could be really interesting. So there's a lot to come. I definitely am very excited to see where the podcast goes from here. Would you prefer to watch only YouTube or only watch Netflix for the rest of your life? I'm going to have to say YouTube because Netflix I already am bored of. And for the rest of my life, I would be so bored of it. How do you handle anxiety before a date? Ooh. I don't go on that many dates. I've gone on like a handful in the past couple of years. I do almost always get anxiety before a date. Sometimes it's happy butterflies and sometimes it's nervous butterflies. I don't know. Dates can be really scary. And especially in today's world, like my dad is always watching true crime podcasts or listening to them rather. He always is like, you need to be careful. Like you don't want to get murdered and kidnapped and all these things. So going out on a date, obviously like that's in the back of my mind, like being murdered or kidnapped or whatever. But the best thing you can do is when you're getting ready for the date, you know, light a candle, get really relaxed, get in something that makes you feel confident and happy, get your phone all charged up, send one of your friends your location if you want. If you are, you know, close with your parents or your guardian or whatever, like tell them where you're going. Just make sure someone knows where you're going and listen to some good music on the way. I don't know if you're driving or, you know, whatever. Put in some headphones, listen to some music. And just get yourself ready. And if you get to the date and your gut is like telling you that it's not good and you're just like not having a good time and you just know that this person maybe like is not the best, if you just have any bad feeling, text a friend SOS and have them call you and get you out of there. Just do everything you can to relax before you go into it and know that it's just a first date. You can leave if you want to. If you're older, like over 21, I always suggest being like, yeah, like let's go out for drinks and like first get a drink. And then if it's going well, you can be like, oh, like let's get some food or like let's get another drink. You know, like after one drink, you can kind of either be like, let me leave. I don't like this. Like, yeah, I think I gotta go home. Or you can continue. Or if you're under 21, be like, let's go get coffee. And then that way, you know, after a coffee, you can decide like, do you want to go get lunch? It gives you some leeway. So That would be my suggestions. Give me a date idea for me and my girlfriend. Honestly, I would suggest doing something super cute, like packing up a little picnic as the sun is setting. And then once the sun sets, you can obviously watch the sunset, which is so cute. But then get in the car and go somewhere where you can watch the stars. I just think that would be such a cute date. Set your phone up and watch some movies in the car or something, like while you're watching the stars. It's just, I feel like that would be so cute. Everyone's pretty much asking, how are you? I feel like you guys know when I'm not doing the best, but everyone keeps asking, how are you doing? Like, how are you for real? So thank you guys. I love you. Thank you for always checking on me. There are a lot of you guys who always will like message me and check on me and stuff. And it's just so sweet. So I guess the last question we'll answer before we kind of wrap up this episode. What is your favorite product from Rem Beauty? Ariana Grande had a makeup line come out and I saw a couple of questions in there about it. So I figured we could answer this one. My favorite product from the line, I think, would either be the lipstick that I got, which is called Drive-In Movie. And it's like this burgundy color. It's so pretty. I love it. And just the packaging of the lipstick is adorable. It is so freaking cute. It looks like a little space helmet and it's just adorable. I love it. So I would say that or the eyeshadow palette. I got the eyeshadow palette in the color Principessa, but there are also a couple of other ones that are a little bit more neutral. There's one that's a little bit more like in the blues and the grays, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. In fact, I might have to film a Drunk Get Ready with me using Rem Beauty. I've been meaning to do that. So stay tuned. But I think that is it for today's episode. I am so sorry that this episode was all over the place, but I did just kind of want to come on here and be honest with you guys that I just have not been feeling the best lately and I want to feel better. I always want to feel better. Like, I hate dwelling on this feeling and living in it. It sucks. So I'm definitely going to be trying today to do things that make me happy and that make me feel fulfilled. We're going to have a good day. You know, we are going to have a good day. I hope that you are going to do something for you today and I hope you are able to do something that makes you feel good and makes you feel closer to your goals and you one step closer to where you want to be. Christmas is a little over a week away. If you celebrate, Merry Christmas. If you don't, I hope you're enjoying whatever you are doing. We're so close to a new year. There's just so much coming. There's so much opportunity. So if you're someone like me who's going through it and you're just not having the best time, just please know it's going to get better. It's temporary. And if you're struggling, just remember you cannot make a permanent choice or a permanent decision based on these temporary feelings and these temporary things. So just keep that in mind. Take care of yourself. I hope you are having the best day or night wherever you are. Thank you guys so much for listening. That is it for this episode of AMS Unfiltered. Make sure you're following me on social media so you don't miss a single update regarding the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at AMS Unfiltered Podcast or at Amber J. Greaves. And that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.